Oh, Ted, I feel so refreshed.
Sometimes you have to look at all your appointments, take out a match and burn them up and say, you know what? I'm going to the cabin.
It's hard for us, I think, to prioritize ourselves. Like, I am a bit of an e-path.
Yeah, I'm an e-path too.
It's hard for people like us who are so focused on the needs of others.
Yeah, focus on the needs of others to give us a GD minute.
Yeah, to leave us alone or help us do the things we want to do or give us money or let us into the Best Buy.
It's a lot of e-work.
It's a lot of e-work. It's exhausting. It's psychically exhausting, Shadow Dakura.
Yep.
And sometimes you have to say, hey, I don't care if everyone needs me right now. I need to take some time to recharge.
Me time.
And the end of the day, it's like, it's actually better for other people because then we get recharged and we get to help them.
And Tim, what a good segue, because as listeners may be aware, we did not do an episode last week.
No, me culpi. But you know what? Not even me culpi that much.
No, I apologize for nothing. I mean, if you mewling little thick, gorgeous, wide cretins.
I'm talking to you, Darby.
We're trying to gum your lips, your big, beautiful Austin Butler lips on the spoon of Tep Talk last week. And the airplane missed your mouth and flew into our mouths for 1 week because we needed a GD minute, then I apologize for nothing.
Absolutely. And before we get to the show, I wanted to have a little mini intro here to just sort of explain ourselves, not as way of apology, but just as way of clarification.
Yes.
And to sort of, I also think, Ted, to maybe role model some behavior for people, which is
sure.
to say, like, as fathers, you can spend a lot of your time wanting a GD minute, wishing for a GD minute, begging for a GD minute. But how often do we just say, hey, I don't care who needs to be dropped off at soccer camp. I don't care what you said I said I would do later.
I don't care that you all lubed each other up and you're ready to shoot.
I don't care if Bronson has a very limited window during which he can perform.
I don't care if you already bought the costumes on Temu. It's me time.
It's me time.
Go have a cup of coffee. Go hang out. Do something else. Play Scrabble for once in your GD lives.
Have a conversation that doesn't begin with, here's where I want you to.
And so, folks, we have been working through my patented 12-step program for dads to rediscover their inner father called The Father's Way. It's a completely original idea that I made up.
Yeah, and I just want to be clear. We did not drop The Father's Way. We took a break from a lot of things, but not The Father's Way.
No.
That is sacred.
And we were up to week 3, the theme of which is barricades.
Yeah, and last week when you told me, oh, week 3 is barricade, I thought, interesting. Like, probably it means making mental fortifications to protect myself from the outside world.
Wrong.
No, it literally means build a giant fortress wall.
Yeah.
And so, cutting to the chase here, sorry if anyone's little jealousy alert is going off, but I got invited out to the cabin for the week.
Indeed.
As long as Ted's dad was in his unabandonment stage, it was really hard for me to go to the cabin just because he had a sort of unspoken and simultaneously very loudly spoken no Tim's rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hadn't been to the cabin in a long, long time. And to be honest, I was excited to get away from the Petco because you know how it is when you're an elf living in front of Petco and all your Santa friends are building a fortress of their own in front of Joanne's fabric.
So Tim came out to the cabin last week. That's why we weren't on air. And we were also not on air because we were too busy just taking a moment to ourselves for Tim to help me build a giant wall around my cabin slash compound slash my replica version of Helm's Deep.
Yes!
And also functional version of Helm's Deep around my dad's abandoned house.
Well, not abandoned by you.
No, sir. I'm holding it down. I'm sure, just like Gandalf, he's telling me psychically that on the fourth day when the sun rises to look east and up, and he'll be riding down that hill with a whole bunch of fishermen.
Yeah, Ted, it was the best week of my life. Pouring cement, painting cement, putting in rebar.
Yeah.
Testing out the walls by smashing them with mallets.
Heating up buckets of oil and trebuchet loading.
And folks, I just want to say, look, we're going to get to the show here. This is just to say, I know we missed some obligations, okay? So, I mean, we missed last week's show. Me culpi, we're going to make it up to you. A lot of things fell through the cracks. I'm looking at my calendar here for last week. Oh, there's supposed to be that fundraiser for Carlton's charity. Carlton's Kids, his, like, children's trafficking thing.
Yeah, right.
He wanted us to come to some big boy coffee thing and Oh, it looks like we were supposed to give speeches. So sorry, Carlton. I guess we missed that.
Yeah, we missed that. Sorry.
But I'm sure it went great. And good luck to Carlton's kids.
Yeah.
All those children you've rescued who, I just want to clarify, are all middle-aged men. Oh, also, wait, last week, Ted, it was supposed to be Aunt Mavine and Uncle Rodney. Didn't they want you to help them take out a wall?
Oh, yeah. They've been getting into the old reno lifestyle. And it seems as though Rodney's brother has needed a place to stay. So they were like, oh, well, this is just going to force our hand. Let's do the reno now that we're planning. So they reno the walls out of the living room. And they've taken over half of Rodney's office, if you can call it that. It's mainly just full of weird seated machines and roofing trophies that I think he made himself.
Well, they'll do anything for his stupid brother, won't they?
They will. But I was supposed to go and help them because they know I'm good with a sledgehammer. And, you know, Maeveen's always like, I want to spend some time with you. You know, I'm more concerned about your mental health.
BS.
So I thankfully blew that off because I needed a GD minute. Yeah. And I needed to work on Helm's Deep with my best bud.
Yeah, exactly. And Ted, geez, wait, this one I do feel bad about. Last week, Randy and Donna were starting couples counseling, and I really wanted to go to support them. So we missed that.
Well, they say it's a mark of all successful couples that they're actually in couples counseling. We've done it. You and I have had counseling with Mr. Potato Head.
That's right, from Smash Mouth. And with Gareth. He's actually, because Gareth is a certified mental health worker too.
Yep, much to Dobby's chagrin.
Speaking of, I forgot there was that special election this week we missed. Congrats, Gareth, on your city councilor seat.
Yeah, good job, Gareth.
We didn't vote. Obviously, we were at the cabin.
Yeah.
But congratulations.
Congratulations, Councilman Delafontaine.
Yes, as someone who has run a successful campaign before, my hat goes out to you. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it looks like in his case, he even got enough votes to win, which is
pretty amazing. And watch out, council.
Yeah, that's going to be a disaster. And see what else here. Marvin's asked if I would help him help with his brother's son, his son-in-law. I'm not going to finish reading that one. Marvin wanted something. Doesn't matter.
What else is in the calendar?
I think that was, oh, and Steve's birthday. Oh,
what?
Steve's birthday.
Oh my God. Did we miss Steve's birthday?
No, no,
no.
See, last week was Steve's birthday. No, 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 no. I'm gonna throw up. Oh, hey everybody.
Hey, welcome to Hep Talk. Oh God.
Everybody talks to
Hep Talk. Welcome. Your one-stop source for tech news information and betrayal.
I am your host, Benedict Cumberbatch Arnold, Tim the Betrayer, worst friend alive, failure, letdown, and Tep Genius level 3, demoted.
And I am your other co-host, Tep Ted Brutus Judas, Necromancer level 9, mage of the fourth realm, and owner of Helm's Deep Replicas.inc.
I'm so glad you got that website.
And we did a bad thing.
Oh, boy.
We just got carried away. We got carried away having a good time and taking a GD minute. And we missed something really, really crucial that happens every year at this time. I can't believe we missed it.
Oh, this is unforgivable. Some things are unforgivable. Shout out Grace. There are some things you can't come back from. And when she said it to me, she was wrong. But this, I get it now.
We missed Steve Jobs' birthday.
Oh, I hate this, Ted.
You can't undo a transgression like that.
Because you can't say, oh, I was so busy. Busy with what?
What is more important?
What is more important?
What makes this harder is that he never misses my birthday.
No,
ever.
No, never.
Not once.
Never.
Do you remember that one birthday we were walking down the street? And we found a carrot, like a half a carrot.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Well, that was Steve.
That was
clearly.
Steve, obviously.
And the Diet Coke. Remember how we found out the half Diet Coke straight after it? Only half of it had been drunk.
Literally,
and it was
half
still
of it.
Bubbling. It
literally,
was still
literally
bubbling.
Half of it. We took it home and weighed it.
It still had bubbles.
No, and you tasted it. It was still fizzy.
And that effervescence was Steve incarnate, the bubbliest man to have ever walked this earth.
Oh no! Oh no! I just looked. Oh, I just Googled what his birthday was.
What?
It was his 69th birthday.
Oh.
That was his favorite number. Oh.
The memes.
Oh, damn it. We could have gotten him a card that said, hey, Steve, guess who's turning 69? You know, and then it could have been like, I don't actually understand the joke with 69, but I know it's so funny.
It's an S thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because the top of the six is like the and then the circle is rubbing on each other.
Oh, I understand. He would have loved that.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I just had it all.
How do we come back from this, Tim? How do we come back? How do we get back in his good graces? What can I give up?
I feel completely overwhelmed.
What can I sacrifice of my own life?
I mean, look, I want to just say to Steve right now, Steve, there is no way to possibly make up for what we did. I want to start by acknowledging that.
I want to say as well to Steve, and I say this on the pod as public record, Steve, I shall not betray your 69 years of wisdom, just like two rubbing on each other. I accept the friction of your judgment. Should you see fit to punish us accordingly, I do not expect you to ever forgive me.
Steve, you might be tempted, I understand, to keep Ted and me from coming to heaven. And you wouldn't be wrong. That would be a suitable punishment for us to be for eternity. But I just want to say, counterpoint, even though it might be tempting to pull some strings with G, who I imagine you and he are pretty close. Yeah. By the way, PP's asking for help. If you do see G up there, tell him PP needs help. Things are really bad. And he would love a lightning bolt or some sign to prove his power.
Yeah, PP asked us to pass a message to G if he asked anyone who D's first. When you see G, tell him, please lightning bolt Kieran.
Yeah, he's really looking for specifically the wrath of God. I think he'd love Kieran to get killed by a lightning bolt. Sorry to get distracted there. I just want to say, Steve, that I know you might be tempted to send us to hell, and that would be understandable. But if you really want to punish us, actually, it would be much more punishing to make sure we come to heaven. Because to see you and to not be forgiven by you would be
worse than hell.
Hell would be a blessing.
However, counterpoint, point, counterpoint. Should you need the most groveling of cherubs to keep your big brass bed from rattling every night, Tim and I will dutifully grasp that big brass bed in heaven, because that's canon. We've worked out that happens.
Yep. Confirmed by Grok, the non-woke AI.
And for us to take that solemnly on in the afterlife would be a blessing beyond blessings.
We would do anything for you. I'm sure that there are certain jobs you just don't give the cherubs, like really bad ones. We would do them.
We would do them.
Steve, you should have seen me out at the cabin. I was down in the mud. I was a little debased piggy, and I would do it again for you.
Yeah.
And happy birthday, by the way. I still didn't even say happy birthday, Steve.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, Steve. Oh, wow, we're here now. We're here now.
Yes,
celebrating you, Steve, our Steve, inventor of iPod, iTunes, iMac.
Apple Music, iPad. Pro. Steve, so much to tell you about. Apple Vision Pro is out, and it's amazing.
It's such a hit. Well done. You invented that. Good job.
I saw a man wearing one the other day, and it was so cool. And his wife was saying something to him about, like, this is your last chance. I'm leaving. I can't live like this. I can't believe I put up with this for so long. And he was miles away.
Yeah, okay. So, dearest Steve, hi, it's Ted speaking. We missed your birthday. We're not going to lie. I'm not going to give you an excuse. My excuse is that I was building Helm's Deep with my best friend, and I was too busy ankle grinding rebar to look at my calendar to see it was your B-day.
I also just want to quickly say I don't have an excuse, but if I did have an excuse, it would be that, Steve, you know, one thing you always taught us in life was to live our lives. You know, when you died, the message I got that day when the toilet wouldn't flush, you told me so clearly, if you don't live your life, then my life has been for nothing.
Yeah. And you know, Steve, I don't have an excuse. I don't. But if I did, the thing about cement is it gets on your hands, and I respect your products too much to touch them with that amount of alkali on it. It would be bad for the screen. So if there were an excuse, and there isn't, I mean, this is not an excuse. But if I did have an excuse of me not wanting to abrasively corrode your glorious black mirror, then that would have been my excuse if there were excuse, but there is no excuse.
Yeah, and Steve, also, I just want to quickly say, obviously, no excuse, obviously. Mm. If I had an excuse, it would be that it's also Marvin's fault because, Steve, Marvin was texting me constantly, like all the time, like, Tim, how did you get the Roku to turn on? Tim, there's too many apps on the Roku. It's going really slow.
Ted, have you heard from Tim? I need to ask him how to use the Roku.
Tim, I can't remember if we have...
Ted, have you heard
Hulu
from Tim yet? the Roku's still not on. I need to watch the Great Pottery Throwdown.
It was endless, Steve. And so I think what probably happened is like when the announcement popped up on my phone, I just thought it was a text from Marvin.
Yeah. So again, Steve, these are not excuses. No excuse. But if we did have an excuse, and if there were someone to punish.
Marvin. It's Marvin's, it was Marvin's,
Marvin's fault.
And also, Steve, the thing is, Marvin is such a good friend to me and someone I care about so much that really the best way to punish me would be to punish him. Because if anything were to happen to Marvin, I would just be heartbroken.
S forbid.
In fact, I'm going to say right now, Steve, if Marvin gets diarrhea, I'm going to take that as maybe my punishment.
Yeah, I'm going to say, too, if Marvin gets a cold or he coughs in front of me next time, I'm also going to see that as your sign. So thank you for your wisdom, Steve.
And thank you for the second chance, by the way. I mean, the fact that we're even still sitting here, Ted, I think speaks to the fact that there is a merciful G.
To be honest, the fact that I have not been struck down by a big old lightning bolt is a beautiful sign. Actually, I'm full of love right now.
Come to think of it. Wait, Ted.
What?
Last week, Marvin got diarrhea.
I think I heard him cough. Tim, you know what this means?
We've been forgiven. There is a merciful
We've been forgiven, my
Steve.
Friend. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Steve is an Steve. Awesome Steve, he is.
Oh. iPhone, iMac, MacBook Pro, iTunes.
Also, Steve, could you send a message? I don't know how to make it so the photos, all of my photos are showing up from my messages in my Photos app. I don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah, what is that?
It's so cool, but I would love to turn it off.
Yeah, and if you could make Apple support be a little kinder to us, I'll take a sign. If I see a crushed Fanta can in the street, I'll know, okay, it's time to call.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of Ted, since it is officially the Steve birthday show, now that we definitely remembered
let's throw out the script.
Obviously, Steve, we didn't forget to get you a present.
No.
Even though we've been super busy, super busy just between Santa and Ted's dad and the war sort of brewing in the parking lot. Even though all that's been going on, we did not forget.
We did not.
But the thing is, you know, you're an eternal ghost now, and so we didn't want to just get you some little trinket, some little tchotchke, and then burn it in a fire in the backyard, and eventually it makes its way up to heaven.
We were going to burn a Pokemon keychain for
you. Yeah, or I was going to get you a bottle of brass polish for your big brass bed, but then I was like, well, that doesn't seem appropriate for Steve, so Ted, what did we do for Steve? Why don't you tell him what we did together for him for his birthday?
Definitely pre-prepare ahead of time. Tim
was a poem. A poem!
But not like the poem that you would get from a kid.
No, Steve, I know when a dad hears, I got a poem for my birthday, it's usually really depressing and bad.
It's like a cop-out. Like, why didn't you spend any money on me at all? I'm literally your father.
All I do is talk about the things I want.
No. Shush your beautiful lips and brush back your gorgeous, dark, beautiful hair, Steve.
Long.
Push it back so your ears are exposed so you can hear our words.
Because we wrote a poem.
We did, yeah. And we're gonna do it for you. But first.
Yep.
This is still a TEP podcast. We gotta talk TEP.
Absolutely. And we're gonna be getting folks to iOS 17.4 today. Huge release this week.
I can't wait to talk to iOS 17.4. What an exciting release.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Although, actually, even before that, Ted, we also need to talk Father's Way. Just because that's kind of like we are on a schedule with that. And folks, we're going to be getting to iOS 17.4 and our really exciting gift for Steve. But first, just want to touch base on the old F-dub.
Yes, let's talk about the Father's Way. We have been tracking this through the last few weeks. Missed last week, obviously, because last week's theme for Father's Way was Barricade.
And I want to just quickly say that last week, we still did our Father's Date together. That one was really fun. Well, Father's Date has to be private, but we did them together. We did two separate dates at the same time together. And that was just working on the cabin, staying at the cabin. It was like an extended Father's Date.
We wrote all our breakfast pages.
I thought, Ted, they were my best breakfast pages yet.
Me too. I've branched out a little into taking more pictorial aspect to my breakfast pages, and I've just been drawing Sonic, Knuckles, and his good pal Tails. I really just did delve into trying to get Sonic's face right. over and over again.
What's really hard is the scale with the nose. He's got such a tiny little nose, but if you do it wrong, you know, I don't think you would be offended if I said, Ted, a lot of your early Sonic drawings, his forehead was way too big.
I can hear that criticism.
I can say that now. I would never have said that to you then. I think they were good for where you were in your artistic skill, but now you've really got this scale. You're still having a hard time with his hands.
Not easy. Hands are never easy. But the great thing about drawing the awesome threesome is that you can just draw them in a ball. And it's they're going fast.
Yeah, but Ted, those were your breakfast pages. My breakfast pages, I know you're supposed to be free form with the breakfast pages, but I did have sort of an organizing principle for mine, which was a sort of fun, creative writing prompt I came up with, which was, if in a hypothetical scenario, I ever wanted to report Marcus and Greg and all the Santas to the police, what would a list of all their crimes look like?
So funny.
You know, because it's breakfast pages doesn't mean anything, but it's just like fun to sort of think like, if I did ever want to have something, not even to give to the police, but even just to take a photo of and to put into a safe somewhere and show to them, to be like, if I die, we all die.
Yeah.
You know, like an automatic trigger that would go off if anything were ever to happen to me, you know, an insurance policy. I just had a really fun time sort of imagining what that list would look like. Like, oh, well, I know that Marcus burned a house down once.
Yeah, and I had a great time this week working on the scanner and printer.
Yes. Well, and folks, we should just back up and say, last week, obviously, Ted, I think it was really nice for us both to go out to the cabin and do some barricading work, because I think that when Ted drove the Cybertruck into the Santa's encampment, they took that as a very aggressive move, even though I think you meant it as a joke.
You know what? Death of the author. It's however you read it.
Right. Regardless, that's how they took it. Well, and just to, I mean, we left things at a pretty dramatic place last time, because you were high-centered on the Meridian, sort of in the middle of traffic there, blocking traffic for several hours in the Cybertruck. Very cool. Good advertisement for the Cybertruck, by the way. Lots of people got to see it in action.
Yeah, yeah. It takes two lanes up, so that's good.
And the Santas sort of came quickly for me. So I ran to the Cybertruck, and I got in the Cybertruck, and we both kind of locked ourselves in there, and then the tow truck came eventually and towed us back to the cabin. And so I just figured once we got there, it was nice to chill for a bit to let things cool down.
And lucky for you, I've actually been working on the barricade for a bit, so it was able to repel a few waves.
Yeah, they did send a few elf scouts in.
They did.
And Ted, the barricade works spectacularly.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Ben, by the way.
Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, sorry, Ben. I mean, the oil wasn't that hot.
No.
And it's just canola oil. I mean, the clothes are probably ruined.
Oh, the clothes are ruined, for sure.
And Ben, don't put them in a washing machine. It'll ruin your pipes.
Yeah, no, that will ruin your pipes. Those clothes are done. And I have taken notes. I am going to put a step ladder in the trench in the other way so that attackers can eventually, once they are beaten and covered in oil, get out and leave.
Right, because Ben is still there.
I'm getting sick of hearing him. I really am.
Yeah, he's annoying.
But it does send a good message to the other elves. I'll let him out of the trench eventually when he swears fealty to the cause.
I know, Ted has been taking the opportunity to really sort of preach to Ben about his anti-Santa stuff. And I told Ben, don't listen. I mean, Ted is a classic Scrooge. You know, everyone's having a good time and he's just like, bah humbug.
It's like if Scrooge saw all the poor people around him and just drove his Cybertruck into their house.
Yeah, or like when the little boy came to the window, instead of saying, you there, boy, what day is it? He poured warm canola oil on him.
Just warm.
Again, it wasn't very hot.
No, it wasn't. It was 50 degrees.
And honestly, I mean, Ben, you're talking about how cold it is down in that trench. Imagine if you weren't covered in warm oil.
I just can't find the stepladder, Ben. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to get to it, Ben. Now, folks, you might be saying, well, that's very exciting that you're making a Helm's Deep replica at Ted's dad's cabin, but I can't build a barricade. I'm not a warrior. I'm just some POS dad. But let me ask you this. Have you ever gotten up from the table in a huff because your family took your phone away and locked yourself in the bathroom? That's a kind of barricade.
That is a kind of barricade. Now, I'm going to give you a little piece of free advice here. What you're going to want to do is get yourself a bunch of galvanized steel screws. And then here's the kicker. Two drills. One to pre-drill with a drill bit and the other one with your screw bit. Pre-drill your holes, then screw it in, you get a much tighter bond on your plywood.
And you're less likely to split the door frame.
Indeed, and you're not going to split your wood.
And that's something that your family will thank you for. I mean, they won't.
Yeah.
They're gone by this point. If you're barricading, they're gone. Your family's gone. That is kind of a given, I think. So that was week three.
And Steve, hang tight because your big birthday poem is coming soon. We just have to get through a bit of the show first.
You put us on this earth to do a TEP podcast, and that will always take priority. So, week four of The Father's Way.
The theme of week four is, drumroll please.
Hey, Ben, drumroll. Ben, just hit a board or something.
Just boingle one of the spikes, Ben.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's not well, I don't think.
The theme of week four is ruminate. Woo, 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 woo.
This is so exciting. And this is, I know, Ted, when I told you, I said, oh, week three is barricade. That's like lock yourself mentally in your own mind and shut out the outside world. You said, no, no, no. Week four is where you really can go and lock yourself down inside your own mind.
That's right, because we built the fortress of the real, and now we're building the fortress of the mind. And that is called rumination, my friend.
You have to go deep in the mind to find the best ideas. They don't just float to the surface. You must go diving. Put on your tight scuba suit. Shout out Bronson and Stefan and your version of The Abyss. And I just want to say, Ted, by the way, you've been so busy.
Oh, we're going to get that college fund up because Emmett's chosen.
What's it going to be?
What do you bloody think?
BU?
No. Of course he chose the one school that I hoped he wouldn't. Sarah Lawrence. Yeah.
Oh, Emmett!
Emmett, come on.
Oh! Emmett, what's the tuition there? Like $100,000 a year?
I don't know, $78,000 a year or something? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, wait a minute.
What?
Darby wrote in that letter of recommendation.
Oh God.
I see. Okay, this explains a lot because I remember Stefan texted me and I was like, am I dreaming? Did I die? He's texting me. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, Tim, don't respond to this. Please just give me Darby's info. And I was like, oh my gosh, is Darby going to get to be in one of their movies? And then that set me off for a long time. But it was, of course. Oh my gosh, wait, Ted, I just realized, speaking of Darby, we missed last week's band practice.
Ah, we did.
Shoot.
Damn it.
Oh, that is bad. Because Marvin said the last one, you know, Marvin, I didn't tell you this. Marvin, after we went last time and he seemed kind of amenable, Marvin said, I'm just really worried about you flaking, Tim. You know, I'd be happy to let you in because I think you really want to. But Darby and I are really serious. And, you know, I'm getting old. If I don't do this now, I don't think I'm ever going to do it. And so it's going to seem like we flaked.
Yeah, it is.
I think we might need to go nuclear.
What, kick them out of the band?
I'd love to kick them out of the band, but, you know, they do technically play the bass and the keyboards, both of which are lame, and I don't want to play them.
Yeah.
I think if we want to lock Marvin down, we got to let him do Uptown Funk.
Yeah, but here's the issue.
I know.
I hear you.
No, I agree. I know. You
here's
don't
the issue.
Tell
here's
me.
The issue.
I
here's
know.
The issue. If we let him do Uptown Funk, what's next? I'm going to catch a grenade for you. I mean, it's all downhill from here.
Believe me, you do not have to tell me. Shout out Oppenheimer. It may well ignite the atmosphere in a series of bad song explosions that destroy the whole earth. But I'm telling you right now, Ted, if we get Marvin, we can get Darby. I know we can. We can overpower him. We can manipulate him. We're very good at that.
I know what we do. Well, answer one of our calls. Marvin will come running. He'll come over. We'll say, Marvin,
if you let us in the band,
if you back us for membership in the band, then we will say to Darby, hey, we're playing Uptown Funk.
Yes, because Darby doesn't want to play Uptown Funk either.
He does not.
Because he wants to do serious music. You know, he wants to do his own original songs.
The weekend light was streaming across the fields where she's walking, and I saw her there, and yesterday she's mine.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, Uptown Funk, the lyrics are so trite. And I'm like, Darby, it's pronounced tripe, and you're tripe.
You are tripe.
Oh gosh, Ted, I just imagined it. Marvin, he's going to do the horn parts on his keyboard.
He is going to play the horn keyboard.
He's done it for us so many times.
That brass ends patch. Gah. We are going to need some mental barricades, which brings us to ruminate.
Yes,
this
okay,
week,
yes, that's right, Ted.
In The Father's Way, your challenge, dearest, loveliest listener, is to ruminate. Mental fortress time. Build those walls.
So, Ted, can you break it down for us really quick? What does it mean to ruminate?
Okay, so you know in guitar music where
yes.
you can get what is called a feedback loop, where you strangle your hog as hard as you can and thrum it into the big Marshall stack, and you get like a sound like from episode 2 in Coruscant where he's falling through the sky. That's called feedback. Basically what it is the sound going back and forth in a loop.
It feeds itself, and at a certain point, it just will go on forever until it becomes overwhelming.
And that's what we want to create in our minds with the power of rumination.
And I want to say, I love the music analog here, because all speech and thought can sort of be thought of in guitar terms, you know?
Sure.
Like, you know, rhythm guitar, that's kind of just like that little basic internal monologue, like, yeah. Gotta make breakfast, gotta go to the bathroom, gotta wash my hands,
gotta brush my teeth,
gotta take a shower. That's just like chug, chug, chug. And then conversation is kind of like a guitar solo, you know? Yeah. It's more melodic. It's like, hey, yeah. Darby, you look nice today. Don't be weird about it. I've just said you look nice. It's not strange at all, and I don't need to get help.
And Darby, why? You like hot? And I'm just saying that not because I'm hot for you, because it's a part kind of view.
Hey, Uncle Seth, please stop shooting arrows. Please stop shooting arrows. I love the Santa community. I'm afraid they're gonna come kill me.
Sometimes it's like a good degent chug in the old metal music, like Marcus and Greg. Gonna pour oil on him.
Did you see what Randy's wearing today? Did you see his hair? Did you see his new haircut? Did you see his new shirt? How did Randy get his hair to do that? Don't you think it's kind of strange for his hair to look like that?
Yeah, exactly.
And then sometimes, like, if you're Grady, you have so many effects pedals, it's just like...
Yeah, it's just a hipster noise show.
So that's conversation. And the feedback loop, it's not conversation because it doesn't go anywhere, and it's not chugging along because it doesn't have any rhythm. It just goes around and around and around.
And it's more powerful and louder.
And more overwhelming, and it blocks out all other thought. So here's an example, for instance. Off the top of my head, you might say...
What have I done?
Yeah, what have I done is a good starting point. Or what if I'm wrong, you know? It's like, what if I'm wrong?
Yeah.
What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? You know, what if I'm wrong as a person? What if I'm wrong as a husband? What if I was wrong? If what I'm doing is wrong, and I've been doing it for so long, then is it even possible to restart, to even recover? Why am I doing this? You know, it goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. And then eventually the words sort of fade away and it starts to just resonate. And it goes from being this overwhelming series of thoughts to no thought at all. Like when hot water gets so hot, it's actually cold and you don't even realize you're burning yourself. It's like the sound becomes so overwhelming. It just becomes background noise. It becomes total static. And you just live with that static. Yes. Always, you just are, it's like you're inside the TV at the beginning of a David Lynch movie.
Great.
And you realize that it's all, everything's fine.
It's just static.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for me, you know, you could have like a little, I guess, a thought bubble, a little mantra, or just something you've been thinking about for a while. Like, for example, like my dad, my daddy's coming back. You get to a certain point where you just start seeing every nail in the wall and you think, was that pre-drilled? Did they pre-drill that? Because there's a little, you know, crack. And you look at the crack and you are the crack. You're just a crack. No one abandoned you. You're just a little baby crack in the wall.
I'm a crack. I'm an imperfection on an otherwise perfect wall called my dad. I belong here just like darkness belongs on the fields. I am darkness. I'm alone.
All right, I think it's time to talk about iOS 17.4.
Woohoo.
Folks, just to say, that was week 4 of The Father's Way, and I'm feeling so good. And we're getting more in touch with who we are as fathers. It's a beautiful thing, Ted.
Lucky us.
Any updates on the book, by the way? I'm sure a lot of people are excited to order their copy.
Printer's jammed. I did a few scanning copies of your morning pages just to test. Right. Just to test. I needed something to test. And I did scan a few and copied a bunch of copies and put them in manila envelopes. I was just testing out the postal system and testing out my printer and the scanner. It's working, but we're out of ink cartridges because I did print a lot of them. So the book's on hold. Yeah.
I also think, Ted, I don't want to be critical of Helm's Deep, which is a beautifully built fortress you've made, but I also think you used quite a bit of ink because the walls you built are cement, and so they don't really have that stone castle look. You did print off a lot of full-size pictures of stones to sort of tape to the wall.
Well, that's how they do it in Hollywood.
Touché. So the book is coming soon, folks. We got to do Steve's big birthday poem, but obviously, first we got to talk iOS 17.4. Sorry, Steve, one sec. So, Ted, iOS 17.4 came out this weekend out of the blue. Why don't you go ahead and Ted take it away? What's the tech take? I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm gonna tell you the tech take on iOS 17.4. You know, there's a bunch of innovation under the hood here. Yeah, there's a bunch of features people are gonna love. For me, the biggest feature that I'm really excited about is sort of the progression system that we have here. Before this, we had iOS 17.3. And so what we've arrived at, I think, is really revolutionary in that it's 0.4, which is one better than 0.3.
It's a little bit like a birthday. Shout out, Steve, for the iOS. Like, oh my gosh, it's already iOS 17.4.
And I guess 5 comes after it. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. For me, I'd have to say the same. Ted, I love the way you put that. Hard to know what to add to that, really. As always, you're so thorough.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So guess it's time for the poem.
It's time for Steve's birthday poem. And Steve, we're so excited to give you this poem. We've been working on this for a long time.
If anything, I feel over-rehearsed.
Yeah. Should I start or you want to start?
Why don't you start, Ted? Just because that's how we planned it.
Okay, we planned this like we rehearsed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve. Believe. Mm. That's you. Your turn.
Oh, we rehearsed it so many times, it's almost like I forgot it. Can you do Steve Believe again, so I can get in the rhythm?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's start again. 3, 2, 1, start. Steve, believe.
I do. In you. Us two? It's true. Alive on Earth, what could be worse than to wait for you? Okay, now back to you, Ted.
Back to Ted. Not dead. Mm. With our messages left on red because you're dead.
So they said,
but in our head and our heart, we know that you did not depart. And instead, as my name is Ted, I believe you are not dead.
Sometimes when I lie in my bed, I think of all the things you said, MacBook, iPad, MacBook Pro. I can't believe you had to go. But sometimes later in my bed, I think, what's that sound? Is it in my head? It's almost like some creaking springs, and then my mind begins to sing. The sound I hear can be no other than the big brass bed.
With a cherub lover. Bounce, bounce, bounce. You are in heaven. Bounce, bounce, bounce. I'm back to being 11. Bounce, bounce, bounce. I hear the squeak. Bounce, bounce, bounce. I can barely speak. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Uncle Rodney and Mayveen came to stay. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
I wish they'd go away.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. Let's call this a dream.
Sometimes I wake up from my screams. Was that life or is it now? I would go back if I knew how. But time moves forward.
So they say.
On and on until the day they say it ends. But it's not so. I know to heaven some do go. And yet some go down below. To the orcs and demons and goblins too. Down there they put you in a zoo. A human zoo. Where men are beasts, and the devils laugh, and Satan feasts.
Until you arrive, with Jay in tow, Uzi's strapped, and dynamite ready to go.
I sent you to hell because I was mad, Steve says, but I can see he's sad. It was a mistake, my two best friends, to send them here until time ends. I hope you can forgive me now, as I've arrived with Jesus in tow. How did you get in? I whisper soft.
We dressed as orcs from Ravenloft.
The name of the castle where my father sits. Just a little bit of backstory.
To throw in the mix.
Now let's get you out of these devilish chains while Jesus distracts Satan by saying God's name. And lo, do I look down the hall to my right, and Jesus and Satan are locked in a fight. I'll kill you now like I should have before. Jesus says, this is the end of the war.
Katanas swing and steel collides as Jesus throws Satan aside. Oh, vanquished you are, Lucifer, my dear. And now on, I must disappear. My three best friends, Steve, Tim, and Ted. In the end, we've got a big brass bed waiting for us in the eternal sky. Oh, Satan, to you I say fie. And to you, Steve, I say fly. And Steve transforms like Starscream into like a jet. And we're in the cockpit with Jay. He's sort of holding us, I'd say, because he's bigger than us. We're babies.
We're in his head, basically. Yeah. Yeah. And as we fly away, I say, but answer me this, Jay. What will become of hell today that you have beaten Lucifer, I say? How does hell continue still when I have seen you win so well?
Oh, Jay said, they never die. We shall pave this over and call it Best Buy. The orcs now shall all have jobs in blue. Lucifer's there, although someone new.
You will know when first you meet. By his puppy face and his doggy feet.
But fear not his ways. Just throw him a treat, and away he will trot in defeat.
And now to heaven we go at last? No, no, says Steve with a laugh. Your time on earth is not yet done. Although the battle of hell has been won, you have a purpose yet to serve.
So we will return you to the earth.
Yeah, good. And this will feel as if a dream, although, you know, it's as real as it seems.
And then with a wink, J and S depart, hand in hand and with a little spark. Steve turns into an F-150 fighter jet.
Well, he already was one.
Well, I think he de-transformed to tuck us into bed because he probably would have read us a story.
That's true. Yeah, the jet would destroy the house. So he de-transformed. Now he's back to a jet. Yep. And lo, did Jesus turn to Steve and say, my friend, I must leave. But my dear Jay, what do you mean? Said Steve, while jauntily he did lean. He's kind of leaning. Back to heaven we must go. My new brass bed I'd love to show. I'm afraid not so, Jesus says, and his voice goes low. I have another mission, you see. But this one must be only me. Too dangerous will it be for thee. No, no, said Steve, you mustn't leave. By your side, I will always cleave.
Yeah, cleave through orcs, that makes sense.
Yeah, by your side, we too shall cleave. Whatever foe you shall face. No, no, and Jesus touched his face. Back in time, I must go. And basically, I think, Ted, this is like a post-credits scene.
Yeah, yeah. We're asleep in bed thinking this was all a dream, and they're flying back to heaven. And that this is where they're, like, chatting. And it's like a end Marvel's post-credit Marvel scene.
Nick Fury shows up, I think.
Shows up. Nick Fury's there. He's like, I got a job for you guys.
I think what probably happens is that it's like Jesus is like, I've got to help an old friend. And then it cuts to Superman or something. Oh, no, Wolverine.
Wolverine.
It's Wolverine. Because everyone's like, when is the X-Men going to come into the MCU? So this is, I think, where that happens.
That's where it happens.
And then could you imagine Jesus and Wolverine being going down to Earth?
Oh, I'd love it.
And Jesus being like, I really could have used you at the Rock of Golgotha. And Wolverine's just like, buddy, I was there. Because he's really old.
Yeah.
Honestly, we should tell Peepy this. Because I think like if the X-Men came into the B.
He could get some Kieranites back, I think.
Probably. I think so. People do get bored of the same old S. So you do have to keep upping the stakes.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh, I just remembered that in Revelations, Magneto is there.
And that was our poem.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Steve. So sorry we missed it. Blame Marvin.
Yeah.
But thank you for your forgiveness. And I'm so happy we got to spend it with you. And it was my birthday too last week.
What? Oh, my God. It was leap year.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you double digits yet?
Well, a gentleman never says, but let's just say I'm going to be a preteen very soon. This week's show.
Happy birthday, Steve. Well done.
Keep that bed warm for us.
Indeed.
I just mean to sleep.
Yeah, no, I just need a nice place to curl up at the foot of the bed, respectfully.
Yep.
This has been probably our best show of all time.
Easily.
Next week, we're talking about trends that need to come back.
Oh, we're going to be talking about top 10 trends we want to see in 2024.
I miss troll face. I want all those memes to come back.
And you know what, Ted? I want to add to that duck face.
I miss duck face. Darby does it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe you found Darby's Tinder profile.
Yeah, we are going to be breaking down Darby's Tinder profile.
Wait, Ted, did you message him?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wait, what did you say your name was? Clarissa?
I did for Clarissa, yeah.
That's so funny!
I went straight in with star signs, rising, and moon. So after that, I'm going to try to tee up a date.
This is so funny! Oh, you're so good at this. And also, hey, just announced iOS 17.4.1 is out! So everything we said about iOS 17.4, toss it out. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Oh, and next week, week 5 of The Father's Way, we're almost halfway there. Next week's theme is Fixate.
Very different from Ruminate. You're going to love this.
Fixate is just like turning up the gain on the amp. You already got that feedback going. Now crank it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to 11 next week. Thank you for joining us for teptalkpodcast.com.net.au/madinline/onlyfans. And thank you. We love you.
See you next week.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye. Oh, can I get my ears pierced?
When you're 12, I'll be fine.